largest city in the country, saying the migrant crisis is pushing the city to the brink, declaring a state of emergency.
Our right to shelter laws, our social services, and our values are being exploited by others for political gain. New Yorkers are angry. I am angry, too.
Mayor Adams saying the city is burning through $1 billion this fiscal year on the problem, leaving no funding for other issues.
If these trends continue, we will be over 100,000 in the
year. I thought this was really funny. I really did. And it was a headline in the news that talked about the New York City mayor, Eric Adams, declaring a state of emergency over influx of migrants. And in this state of emergency, he's saying that it's going to cost the city and the state. I don't know exactly, because New York City is different than New York State. It's a $1 billion. It's going to cost the government over there in New York for having these migrants that are being bussed over from Texas. Texas has had enough. It's like, okay, guys, you guys are not going to help us, but you want to champion equality for everybody, and you want to allow, and you want to champion that rhetoric that anybody can come into the United States. Okay, well, we're going to send all the people that come through Mexico. We're going to go ahead and create buses to go to California, go to New York, and you guys figure it out for us. I want to say they also sent buses to Washington, D.C. I thought, again, that I love that petty. You got to be petty sometimes, because people have to be held accountable. Sometimes you have to curse to make a point. And I feel this is Texas' way of saying, okay, New York, you want to push that equality? You want to, okay, California, you want to go ahead and say that these people have rights? Okay, cool, right on. You go ahead and take that tap, because you are not understanding of the situation at hand that we deal with here. And now they're crying about, oh, $1 billion. Hey. And before, you know, I go into this deeper, because I think this is funny, I'm all about, I'm all over the spectrum when it comes to the politics. So for example, second rights, I'm all conservative about that, 100%. Have as many guns. You could be Rambo. I don't give a fuck. I have neighbors that fucking got a storage of guns that if we have Armageddon, I'm going over to the house and I'm signing up for their army. I'm like, hey, can I sign up for your army? I'm ready to go. Okay. When it comes to healthcare, I'm extremely liberal. There is no way in this country that we should be dealing with the nonsense that we're dealing with when it comes to healthcare and it being a business. I hate that. Number three is another topic that we talk about, women's rights. I'm very liberal when it comes to that. Your body is your choice. If I'm going to fuck a girl, if I'm an adult, I know the consequences of that if I'm going to come inside her. I know what's going to happen. The likelihood is going to be a kid. All right. So that's another situation. And then when it comes to what else am I conservative about? Taxes. I believe in the thing called the fair tax, which is a consumption tax, aka a sales tax that's imposed, instead of having all this crazy, wacky tax structure systems. I'm very conservative about the taxes. So you see where I'm going. Libertarian. I'm very libertarian when it comes to legalizing, regulating, and taxing things that consenting adults do. Drugs, prostitution. What else is out there that it's whether you think is morally right or wrong is happening, and it's going on between consenting adults. You don't probably play with sex toys, but guess what? There's a business for that, and it's regulated. You don't do Cialis. Does that make sense? So as there's certain things that as consenting adults we should be allowed to do, as long as it's regulated and it's taxed and certain protocols are made. It's not about promoting that lifestyle. It's just understanding the reality of these things, right? So when it comes to the topic of illegal immigrants, I believe that we should allow people to come, but there should be a pathway to that, okay? Meaning that, like right now, for example, I believe that we should have something. Okay, we have illegal immigrants right now. Come out of the shadows. Go ahead and register. Then we'll help you get a pathway to that. And of course, all this is going to cost money, but that's the way we have to do it, because this problem is not going to go away. So we have to build a system that is going to tackle that problem, okay? Creating a border is not going to do it, because they're going to go underground. They're going to go through boats. They're going to go through planes. I won't be surprised if you see people going through planes and jumping off in parachutes. Welcome to America. I'm just telling you that you're never going to fully resolve it. But I think when I think of solving problems, I think of them as what is the best solution that can handle most of the problems? Again, building a wall is not going to keep everybody out. Just like if I have a fence here, it's not going to stop people from coming in and breaking in. It's not. So that's where I don't understand that narrative from the conservatives, but I also understand that there's a problem that needs to be fixed. And, you know, I believe that people should be allowed. Many of them are workers. I mean, I have a guy coming in, even though he's, by the way, he's trying to rip me off. This guy, he's coming in to fix my lanai. And he looked at it. He doesn't have to replace any parts. He just has to reattach it and screw stuff back in. He goes, I'm going to charge you three times what you would normally get. He doesn't know that, but I know that because I've talked to people about it and they've told me. But I'm like, you know what? You go ahead and do it. I want to put some money in your pocket. I want to help the Latin community. I want to help the Mexican people because those motherfuckers work hard. Fuck yeah, man. I'll give you $450 for a $200 job. That's okay. Actually, I gave him $440. But that guy is here working and doing jobs that many other people wouldn't want to fucking do. Migrant workers do some of the dirtiest work that we need to function in society. And I don't mean that in a derogative way. I just mean that they're willing to get down and dirty and work and find pride in that. And I value people like that. You know, that's a man that's trying to be honorable. It's a man that wants to get, you know, do a good day's work. Nothing dishonorable about that. And I could pay a 300% premium for that service, you know. But we need the work labor force. I have friends that have companies in landscaping and roofing and all these different things where they have to hire those kind of workers. They put in good work. They don't complain. They get down and dirty. And when you have that mentality, it's an invaluable, invaluable thing to have in this country. And I believe that we need to create a pathway for people that want to come in and have a better life. I don't think that's that complicated. Because you can go ahead and build a system of saying, okay, we're just going to register you all. Now, we don't want to have criminals. We have to find out their background. They have to kind of, I would say that the process would be, they have to identify who they were in Mexico. Hopefully, most of them are. We can verify that, right? It'll take time. We'll go ahead and keep track of them. And again, it can create different problems. But at the same time, we're not going to ever stop illegal immigration from happening. Especially when another country is in a point is not as financially strong as the United States. There's no issues coming from Canada. People are not migrating from Canada or jumping over fences to come over here. If anything, people are leaving the United States to go to Canada, specifically for healthcare. And I was talking to this couple that was telling me about healthcare in Canada, and they were like, "You guys, United States, are sensationalizing the nonsense that's happening there." Like, yeah, like you, when it comes to surgeries and stuff like that, like basically the business model is not what it is here. And I was even listening to a podcast about that, Joe Rogan podcast. We had a guy on that was talking about the importance of preventative medicine because he had worked in the medical industry for so long and knows the nonsense, knows the insurance companies. He knows their game. He knows pharmaceuticals game. He knows all these different elements that comprise of the healthcare industry that we are a part of and being chewed out and spit. And so when it comes to this topic of, again, going back to illegal immigration, is something that Texas is just bringing a notice to New York and California. Okay, you guys want to keep this notion of bringing in illegals? Okay, I gotcha. Then you're going to go ahead and feel the pain. That's how I feel with my mom's daughter and I. It's like, you're going to feel the pain. That's why I had her do the last episode, have her fly down, have her do all that, because I dealt with that for so many years. All right. And so that's kind of what it is for me with this topic, is that it's a very interesting notion here of what do we do about that? It's not going to stop. The problem is not going to stop. Okay. So just like people in obesity and diabetes, like people are not going to stop eating fast food. Okay. So we have to tackle these problems as they come as a society. You can't ignore them. You just can't put a wall and export them back, again, you're going to be spending money. So you're thinking about, okay, let's just ship everyone back. That's going to cost money to ship them back, right? I mean, it just creates issues left and right. You're creating, now you're having to get security for the borders, right? That costs money. I'm not saying it should be a free-for-all, right? But I think we should allow people that want to come in and work. I'm not saying to come in and live off the government. No way. Because that's one of my solutions about people that are homeless and stuff. It's like, dude, I know you just want to live like a nomad and not have any responsibilities, but guess what? In this country, we need you to be a productive citizen for it to function. So I understand you're having a tough time, but we want to give you a pathway and help you work. I don't care what it is that you want to do, but we have to have you doing something. If you just want to clean up on the streets of San Francisco, help us clean the streets, awesome. We'll get you food and shelter, but you got to get up and work. And if you can't get up and work, guess what? Then you're going to go to prison where they're going to put you in labor. That's what I would do. I would be like, look, if you don't want to work here while you're out here alive and doing well, then go ahead. We're going to put you to work in jail. We're going to do something. We got to have people work, whether they like it or not. And I guess when we're looking at the situation that Mayor Eric Adams is dealing with in New York, it is one where how do you... You know, it talks about here as of a week of October, Texas has spent more than $18 million busing migrants. And New York's city shelter system is operating at near 100% capacity. And it's, again, I mean, these politicians, when they get in pissing matches, they let it be known. And I'm all for that because someone needs to help Texas figure this out. And again, I think that the problem with politics in this country is that when you have a force, a lobbying force, and I go back to healthcare, that is so strong and that are intertwined financially with government, it's hard to break that wheel. That's the reality of it. Like there's too many people in government on a federal level that are in cahoots with the pharmaceuticals, with the insurance companies, with all the systems that are in place for healthcare. That's what it is. Like I was watching something about Nancy Pelosi. Like I follow this page on Instagram where it shows you when a politician is investing in stocks or investing in a corporation. Like Nancy Pelosi was investing in Marriott Trees or some sort of hotel resort. She must know something that we don't know. Or she's part of a board that's regulating the industry. Ta-da. That's what they do. These healthcare professionals and individuals do the same thing. So, and the sad thing about it is that because the fear, I believe, again, this country is built on white America. I want to say it's like 76% of governmental officials on a federal level are white. I want to say the top, oh, I got somebody here. Hold on for a second. All right, I'm back. I was just talking about the percentages of white America as far as the government, federal government. I want to say it was like 3/4 of government, Senate, Congress is white. I wanted to say like Fortune 500 companies, less than 1% is a minority. So as far as the CEOs and people that run them, right? So that just lets you know that in this month, this country being based on capitalism, when you have those things going on, then you have to understand that when it comes to, they don't have an understanding. One thing I've always said about white people in America, white culture, is that they're not fond of or wanting to assimilate other cultures. They're wanting other cultures to assimilate to the red, white, and blue, having hot dogs. They want you to be like me. They want you to be a coon. You know, that's what I want you to be. Like what I would be called the coon, Uncle Tom. I'm trying to act white, right? All these different things. But they don't think I'm not. I'm just like, dude, I'm me. But you get the point that when you have these things, like we don't want to turn. There's a thing, and I understand it because it goes back to even smaller level. One of the things I hate about being in Florida, I love being in Florida, but one of the things that I hate about Florida is that you have people from all over the world, all over the country, especially from New York. And those people in New York City and New York, where Mr. Adams is from, they're very arrogant. They think they're number one at everything. They have the whole most history in the country. Everything is established from there. But when they come down to Florida, they're always complaining about why isn't it like this, so this or so that. Everyone's always complaining about how it is here. Guess what? You're fucking here. So this is not New York, motherfucker. This is not Massachusetts. This is not California, you dumb fuck. This is Florida. Get fucking used to it. Yeah, we're a little slow. Yeah, we're a little country. Yeah, we don't give a fuck about how we dress. So you have to adjust. You have to assimilate to Florida life. If you don't, then get your ass back up to New York. That's what I did. I lived in Atlanta for a couple of years. And I was like, this is not for me. I got the fuck out. I went back to what I know, which is Florida. So that's my problem with people, is that you have to some extent, if you're living in a country, if I'm going to go live in Japan, I got to speak Japanese. I just can't think, well, I'm not going to learn any English. I'm not going to learn, you know, like that's my frustration with people. It's like you have to meet the if you're going to go into a country, if you're going to go into a land, you have to at least abide by the rules of that. And everyone can complain, Black American can complain, but at the end, the founders and the people that created these systems are white. That's what they're comfortable with. And it's not trying to blame anything. It's just calling it what it is. See, I'm coming from a place of, this is how it is. This is the reality. Deal with it. Make the best of it. And I'm all about people migrating to this country. Let's give them a pathway. And the people that are bad apples, we'll get them out. Hopefully, I like to think that most people that come in here are good. People that are trying to have a dream. Let's invest in these people. Because guess what? If we invest in these people, they're going to go ahead and be productive and make our country better. Right? But there's some people that are saying, well, you know, white people don't want to help Mexicans because they don't want a Mexican takeover. I get it. I get it. You fear. Like there's fear of the white. But I'm telling you right now, white people, you're not going to lose anything. It's not like there's going to be this takeover of all of a sudden 75% of people in Congress are going to be Mexicans and Blacks, and 75% of the CEOs in this country and the people with power are going to be Mexican and Black. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Because the rules of how they're built, it's going to keep it the way it is. So, but I guess with me, when it comes to the immigrant situation, I'm all for people that want to come in here and do work and build something for themselves. I'm all for that. And unfortunately, sometimes situations, and this is where I think white America, conservative America doesn't understand, that when you're living in a situation where it's dire situation, poverty, and you're living in some fucked up scenarios, and you're just saying, you know what, I need to get the fuck out of here because there's nothing good that's going to happen here. I need to go figure it out somewhere else. Okay. Cool, we'll do that. And I think that's where if we invested in those systems and in those curriculums that help people assimilate and get here, especially from a country like Mexico. We should have like a Mexico migrating law. You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm just talking stupid shit because I'm not a politician, but you have to think along the lines of how can we solve problems that handles 80% of the problem.